بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في الاقتصاد في العبادة. This is the chapter on moderation in worship. In the previous chapter, we read that there are many ways of doing a lot of good deeds in very simple ways with great, great rewards. So naturally, a person will feel that I must engage in all those things. Now we are cautioned that we must have moderation in ibadat. Mustn't do it so excessively that we get tired, we get weak, etc. And this moderation is not according to our judgment, but according to Quran and Hadith. Otherwise, we will feel that I make one namaz a day, that is enough. To make five namazes is now being too extreme. Or to make every day namaz is too extreme, Juma namaz is enough for me. So our moderation does not count. What Sharia has made, that moderation, we must go according to that moderation. Allah Ta'ala says, طَاهَا مَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْقُرْآنَ لِتَشْقَى. Allah addressing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a pet name of his, طَاهَا. Allah says, we have not revealed to you the Qur'an to cause you difficulty. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started engaging a lot in ibadat. So Allah says, and a lot of worry for the ummah. So Allah says, deen has not come to make life difficult for you. Deen has come to make life easy for you. But deen must be in your life. Not our calculation of what is deen, but what deen is and the original true deen. Not a deen that suits us or suits our times. Our Nabi is a Nabi for all times. No new Nabi is going to come. No new Shariat according to today's times. That is the final Nabi and the final Shariat, and that will be till the day of Qiyamah. In another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرِ. Allah Ta'ala desires ease for you and does not desire hardship for you. Allah wants to make your life easy for you. But not what we think is easy, that we don't go to masjid, we don't get up for fajr, tarawih is too long, 20 rakats, or anything like that. But according to what Allah has calculated for us and ordained for us, that is what we have to go, and that is making deen easy. And easy it will become for us if we make the object of our life deen. If we make the object of our life dunya, then we will find deen is very difficult. We can't put in deen to suit our dunya. And then deen will become very difficult. Five times namaz will become difficult. Ramzan rozas will become difficult. To go for hajj and spend your whole life savings on hajj will become difficult. But if deen is our object, then deen will be easy. And dunya will be difficult. Unfortunately, today we have made dunya our object. And therefore, to practice on deen seems to be difficult for us. And we can't manage it. We should make deen our object and let dunya fit in there. Islam is an easy, natural way that balances the various facets of life. All aspects of life. If we bring a deeni life, we will see our dunya will be done more easily. And more greatly we can accomplish and achieve our dunya if we bring deen in our lives. Dunya will become easy. Dunya will come full of barakat for us if we make deen and Allah's pleasure our object. And if we make dunya our object, then dunya becomes difficult for us. We will sweat the whole day for dunya. Our wives and family will be working for dunya. Still we won't be able to make ends meet. But if we make deen our object, we'll work a little bit for dunya, and Allah will give so much barakat. And barakat is not plentiness. Barakat is, for example, Allah saves us from major expenses. Like, for example, holidays. Today people spend ₹500,000 on a foreign destination for holidays. People spend so much money on medical treatment, on legal fees, etc. So all that money goes in that things. Barakat is that Allah saves us from all that. We're earning a little money and we see we are living comfortably. We're not having any problems. Whereas people who are earning large amounts of money, but they are still short of money every month. Though they, for example, a person has 8-10 children. He's earning 8-10,000 rand a month, but he's managing and he's making shukr. Allah's barakat, I manage well. And for example, a person is earning 150-200,000 rand a month. He's only got 2 children. You ask him, he say, very difficult. I can't make ends meet. I can't meet my expenses. So it is that Allah Ta'ala gives that barakat. It encourages moderation rather than extremism and ease rather than self-imposed difficulty. Deen encourages us that we must have moderation, not extremism, that a person only engages in his deen his whole life. And this is that at the beginning, when a person is a young person, then he works for his dunya. But as he grows older, he must go more towards deen, and now dunya must go out of his life. And in this way, you'll manage that moderation very well. You set yourself up. The father also, he worked and he earned and he does all his deeny work also. When all that is sorted out, then he turns as old age comes more towards Allah Ta'ala. The mother in the house also, she works for her house, everything. When her son gets married, then she hands over the kitchen to her daughter-in-law. In that way, there will be no fights in the house also. Daughter-in-law will also be happy, the kitchen has been given to me. And then she will give her mother-in-law food ready on the plate. Mother-in-law won't have to do anything. Mother-in-law can get engaged more in deen towards her old age also. So that is a beautiful, natural way, Islamist way. One who unduly punishes himself by engaging in that which he does not have the ability to bear, cause weakness to his mind and body. When a person exercises so much in deen also, and he doesn't see to his needs of dunya also, doesn't see to his family also, he taxes his mind and his body also too much, and he can't manage it, that person will get tired very soon and give up everything. So we must do how much we can manage with ease and comfort. Our faraiz, all 100% we have to do. Wajibat, mustahabbat. In the nawafil also we must do. And moderation is talking about nawafil. We don't make no nawafil. In our faraz namazes, the 2 nafils of zuhr, most of us omit them. The 4 sunnats of asr, most of us leave them out. The 4 nafils of isha, most of us, moderation is in the nafil ibadah, not in faraz ibadah. Faraz ibadah, there is no question. We have to do it full. Wajibat, sunnat, muakkada. But we don't make any of that and we feel we have got moderation. Now in the nawafil, we must make and don't make too much of nawafil, for example. Rozas, we should try, we kept faraz rozas. Shawwal, 6 rozas we must try and keep. Monday, Thursday rozas we must try and keep. Ayyam e Eid, 13, 14, 15. More than that, how much we can manage. But we are not doing the basics of nafil also. So we must not get the wrong impression of moderation. And the faraiz, wajibat, sunnat e muakkada, there is no moderation. It is in our nawafil. The result is that he loses more than his result in his resulting weakness than he had gained through exertion. If a person overdoes his nafal ibadat, and now he can't manage it. Everyone's ability is also different. Some can manage a lot, others cannot manage a lot. And if you go over your limit, how much you can manage, and you give up everything, then you lose out completely. And it comes in the hadith, a little bit done continuously is better than a lot done only for one time or a little while. But that also all refers to nafal. May Allah give us proper understanding of the exercise and work for our akhirah. And we must make our nafal and in there have moderation. Wa akhirah dawana.